thousandth of an inch. That is not a rounding error. That is the difference between a firearm that functions safely and one that fails catastrophically. ATF guidance and SAMI specifications both make this clear. Precision work in gunsmithing depends on controlling measurement, alignment, fit, and repeatability, not on visual judgment, not on feel, not on guesswork. Brett, you are stepping into a craft where the margin for error is smaller than a human hair, and that reality shapes everything about how a master gunsmith thinks, works, and decides. Think of a surgeon who walks into an operating room and skips the checklist because they have done the procedure 1,000 times. That surgeon is not more skilled. They are more dangerous. The same logic applies here. ATF safety guidance is explicit. Every firearm must be treated as if it is loaded, even after its condition has supposedly been verified. Muzzle control and trigger finger discipline are not beginner habits you graduate past. They are foundational professional controls that stay with you for life. Before any inspection, maintenance, adjustment, or storage, the firearm must be unloaded and checked again. Ammunition must be kept physically separate from the firearm during work. These are not suggestions. They are the baseline from which all technical skill is built. The key idea is this: expertise does not replace protocol. It deepens your respect for it. Now, consider what separates a parts changer from a master gunsmith. A parts changer swaps components and hopes the result works. A master gunsmith understands why each component behaves the way it does, in metal, in wood, and in ballistics. SAMI guidance reinforces that a gunsmith must use the manufacturer's specifications for the particular firearm, rather than assuming parts or procedures are interchangeable across models. That assumption has caused failures. Tool condition matters just as much. OSHA standards are direct on this point. Damaged, unsuitable, or improvised tools can mar components, produce unreliable measurements, and increase injury risk. For example, using a worn screwdriver bit on a receiver screw does not just strip the head, it tells you something about the gunsmith's standards. Every tool you pick up is a statement about the quality of work you intend to produce. Good documentation is part of that standard too. ATF guidance for federal firearms licensees requires recording the firearm's identifying information, the customer's requested work, observations, parts used, measurements taken, and tests performed. That paper trail is not bureaucracy, it is professional accountability. Brett, the legal landscape of gunsmithing is more layered than most people realize, and this is where many aspiring gunsmiths get caught off guard. A professional gunsmith must identify and comply with applicable federal, state, and local laws governing possession, repair, transfer, storage, and disposition of firearms. Federal firearms licensees can be subject to ATF inspection of business premises, records, firearms, and ammunition at any time. Here is something that surprises a lot of people. A firearm transferred to an FFL for storage is not treated the same as a firearm accepted for same-day repair. Storage transfers require acquisition and disposition record entries, and in some circumstances, returning that firearm to its owner can require a background check. National Firearms Act items, short-barreled rifles, suppressors, machine guns, carry additional transfer and registration requirements that a storage arrangement does not eliminate. Remember, the secure storage rules have teeth too. ATF regulations require that secure storage devices offered by qualifying licensees be compatible with the specific firearms being sold. A generic lockbox is not automatically sufficient. Mastery means knowing these distinctions cold before a situation forces you to learn them the hard way. Patience is not a soft skill in this trade. It is a precision instrument. Mastery in gunsmithing develops through supervised practice, disciplined inspection, continued study, and the willingness to stop when a task exceeds your training, your equipment, or your legal authority. That last part is critical. Knowing when to stop is not weakness. It is judgment, and judgment is what separates a craftsman from a liability. The sensory environment of your workshop, the quality of your tools, the discipline of your documentation, the rigor of your safety habits, all of it feeds into the final product. Brett, the takeaway from everything covered here is this. Mastery in gunsmithing requires an uncompromising commitment to precision, because a thousandth of an inch is the difference between a functional tool and a dangerous failure. Build your foundation on that truth, and everything else follows.